local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 7:05, Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you on this Giving Tuesday. More on that later in Kelly's headlines.
Yes, hopefully you give as much as you did when you were shopping.
There you go. Just equal it out and everyone will be good. And Sean Sullivan will be back later this week. And we've got a full week on the road here at FM Talk 106.5. Tomorrow, Midday Mobile will be live at noon from the fantail of the USS Alabama, followed by the Scuttlebutt Boys of the Scuttlebutt Network. Tom Claxton and Cal Walters will be live at 1 p.m. So join us there at Battleship Memorial Park. Then Thursday night, Fairhope Brewing Company has their annual Bartenders of Christmas, sixth year that they've been doing this, with tips and donations going to charities. And FM Talk 106.5 will be charity bartending from 5 until 7, and our tips going to Wilmer Hall Children's Home, as they do every year. Then Friday, Midday Mobile live from noon to 2 at your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest Road near Greelot, right across from the Waffle House there. Store owner Joe Brown, he's going to be giving away a CBD SunMed relief bundle valued at over $240. So pick one of those three or all those three. Come see us on the road in the FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Command Unit. And we'll be getting it done this week. And like I said, Sean will be back later this week. But you got Kelly and me for the news headlines,
yeah,
sports headlines.
Yeah, we're just trying to hold down the fort.
Holding down the fort. And we got Dr. Bill with the weather update. We'll be talking to him in about 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. And we'll get his weather forecast here in just a minute. But first, let's get the traffic from Kane.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. We do have a new accident without injuries at University and Ziegler. Already finding heavier traffic north and southbound 65 between Moffitt and the 10 split. No delays in Tillman's Corner and Theodore for now. And again, across the Bayway, it's a good ride in. Hobbytown USA on the corner of Schillinger Road and Airport in Mobile is ready to upgrade your holidays with the best in remote control cars, trucks, even tanks. Maybe you like the dirt-throwing speed and excitement of a Losi off-road truck that comes completely assembled and ready to run. Hobbytown USA. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and mild with highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. It's time to go play outside.
Pretty exciting stuff in our Go Play Outside sweepstakes. Is this Benjamin Hughes?
This is him.
The folks at Gulf Coast Divers picked you as their qualifying prize winner, and you won the whole thing.
Holy hell.
$9,000 worth of goodies.
All right. Christmas came early.
Here's what y'all can ask to borrow from Benjamin. A Traeger Pro Series 22 wood pellet grill from Spring Hill Ace Hardware. A Gulf Coast diving package from Gulf Coast Divers. Over 50 pounds of bacon and sausage and $125 in venison processing. A camo ice chest and ammo from Monroe Sausage. A Browning hunting outfitting package from Quint Sporting Goods. A Legacy 223 hunting rifle and scope from Sticks River Shooting Center. His and hers Costa sunglasses and accessories from Sunglass World. And a 5x8 utility trailer with radial tires, LED lights, treated wood floor, removable fold-down gate, heavy-duty jack, and safety chains from Trailer Sales Alabama. Benjamin, it's all yours.
Thanks, Sean. I appreciate all you do for the community, and I'm ready to go play outside.
Thank you, and thank you for listening.
Go play outside with all your new toys from FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley with you. 33 degrees still outside of our studio as we get today started.
And, I said it's cold out there.
It is, and I love taking it back to the cheering days. What was it? What was the movie?
Bring It On.
Bring It On. Thank you.
And Gabrielle Union has not aged.
She hasn't.
Oh, my goodness.
And
Total sidebar.
Yeah, we don't need to get into that sidebar.
Right.
But we've got sports headlines coming up. Two Auburn Tigers named SEC Players of the Week after that big Iron Bowl win. I'll get into that in just a little bit. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll talk with Quinn Hillier. He'll talk a little bit about John Merrill dropping from the Senate race, mm-hmm, and how that changes things as we head into the 2020 election cycle. But right now, it's time to check the news headlines for today. Here's Kelly.
I'm looking forward to that conversation. And also because, of course, that's our Secretary of State. So how, you know, his change in his, from a professional standpoint, how that impacts his day-to-day job, or if it doesn't.
Yeah, all good questions. We'll see if Quinn can answer them.
I like it. Inquiring minds want to know. And shout out to Dalton Orwig this morning, because I was jumping all over different days as I was focused on Small Business Saturday, but you said hello if Friday came first.
Yeah.
And that was Black Friday, because we're talking about the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And so new numbers are in. According to Adobe Analytics annual shopping report, Americans spent $11.6 billion online over the course of Thanksgiving and Black Friday, which is the highest number of online sales for the holiday ever.
Yeah, that was record shattering, because I think that went above the projections.
That's right. Black Friday saw $7.4 billion of online sales, while Thanksgiving Day had $4.2 billion. And they predict that the entire holiday shopping season will surpass $140 billion of online sales, which is up 14% from last year.
That is insane. How many of the people do you think shopping on Thanksgiving were just like shopping out of boredom? They were tired of being around family. And they're like, man.
Yeah. Or they could count it as cardio. You know, get out and get moving. I'm just out. You know, I will find the silver lining.
It could be
everything.
Like a boxing class for some people with some of those Black Friday deals.
Hopefully the other person on the other end is part of it, not the problem. All right, let's get you to your news. 7-Eleven on your Tuesday morning. Former President Jimmy Carter is back in the hospital recovering from a urinary tract infection. Spokesperson for the former commander-in-chief said that the 95-year-old former president was admitted over the weekend to the hospital, but says, quote, Carter is feeling better and looks forward to returning home soon. It's been quite a few weeks and months for President Carter, as a fall last spring required him to get hip replacement surgery. Then on October 6th, he hit his head in another fall and received 14 stitches. But you know what? He's such a warrior, a hard charger. He still traveled to Nashville, Tennessee to help build a Habitat for Humanity home shortly thereafter. He fractured his pelvis in another fall later that month and was briefly hospitalized. Of course, we wish the former president a speedy recovery. Real quickly, there's an armed and dangerous man on the run. Police need your help. The U.S. Marshals are also asking for your help, I should say. Antonio Dwight Johnson's wanted on multiple state warrants for failure to register as a sex offender, robbery, attempting to elude, and domestic violence. He's wanted for a federal warrant. He's also suspected in several robberies in Baldwin County. He's known to frequent the New Era Road area in Fairhope, Thompson Lane in the Plateau community, and these hotels on the I-65 Beltline here in the Port City. Johnson's described as a black male, 6'2", 190 pounds. He has numerous tattoos on his chest and arms. If you see him, do not approach him. Call the U.S. Marshals, 251-422-3435, or simply 911. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thanks, Kelly. 7:13 here on Mobile Mornings. And a reminder, if you want to listen to the shows that we have here on FM Talk 106.5 after the fact, maybe you were busy during the day, missed an interview that you want to go back and listen to, available in podcast form. You can subscribe iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn, where you've probably live streamed the broadcast before. They also have our podcasts, and pretty much anywhere you can get podcasts, we are there. If it comes down to it, just get that Google search bar open and search FM Talk 106.5 podcasts, and you'll find them pretty much immediately. 7:14, coming back, we've got Auburn Sports Today, some news on the plane from planes from Auburn, and more news, weather, and traffic on the way.
This information update brought to you by Quince Sporting Goods in Saraland. For every hunting season, Quince has everything you need and want. Quince Sporting Goods in Saraland, just off I-65.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Ibrahim Yazid now faces a capital murder charge in the kidnapping and murder of Anaya Blanchard. Lee County District Attorney Brandon Hughes says the charge was upgraded after officials confirmed the teen was shot to death. The district attorney's office plans to seek the death penalty. There were more than two dozen domestic violence arrests in the Port City over the Thanksgiving weekend. During a 96-hour period, Mobile Police and the Mobile County Sheriff's Office responded to over 20 domestic violence calls. A former Escambia County School District employee is in jail this morning, accused of having a sexual relationship with a 15-year-old. 40-year-old Susan Weddle has been charged with sexual assault. Governor Kay Ivey is urging Alabama residents to participate in the 2020 census. Ivey announced $1 million will be given to 34 groups to increase the self-response rate. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Talking with my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and talking about wintertime, that's the wet season. We just came off a very wet early fall, and now we're looking at winter ahead.
Yeah, winter's the wet season for us in this area, and so that means we're going to get a lot of rain. If you've got some drainage issues, you're going to see them this time of year.
You know, you've described this before, and I think this is true for all of us. We're in one of two camps. Either your yard stays saturated and marshy and the water never goes anywhere, or the other side, the water's coming through your yard at 90 to nothing and carrying off your soil and your shrubberies and everything else.
Sure. So, you know, if you've got some water sticking around and that water's not perking or something, we can put in a French drain, or we can come up with sump pumps. We have a number of solutions for that. Or if the water's washing you away, we can put in dry creeks, or we can put in catch basins. We've got a number of solutions, but we can really help you.
All right. So let's get that help and set an appointment. How do we do it?
Well, you find us online at sextonlandscapes.com. You can make an appointment there, or you find us on any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
Hey, Sean Sullivan for Omaha Steaks, and it's a gift I love to give. It's a gift I love to receive as well. Great, great quality meat, tasty meat, and a great selection as well. And right now, Omaha Steaks is sharing an amazing limited-time holiday offer with y'all to get a jump on your holiday shopping. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter the code Sullivan in their search bar, and order the favorite gift package, the gift everyone will love, for only $69.99. Now listen to what you get. 4 6-ounce bacon-wrapped filet mignon, the most tender steak in the world, of course. 4 savory premium pork chops, 4 Omaha steak burgers, those are great. 4 perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak signature seasoning pack, plus, for y'all, a free 6-piece cutlery set and cutting board. All the delicious food, plus the free cutlery set that they're going to enjoy for years to come, that whole gift, $69.99. Now, Omaha Steaks, of course, are tender. They're flavorful. They are delivered, packed with the dry ice, flash frozen, vacuum sealed, top quality. So don't wait. This offer and this offer is over soon, so take advantage now. Go to omahasteaks.com, type Sullivan into the search bar to order the gift everyone will love. Order the favorite gift package today.
7:18 as we get started on Mobile Mornings for this Giving Tuesday. Kelly will have more information on Giving Tuesday, including how it began. Oh, nearly 8 years ago, Giving Tuesday began, and what a cool holiday to give back after spending so much money on ourselves and friends and family over the shopping holidays, I'll call it, after Thanksgiving. Coming up, you know, we're nearing the end of the year, and that means, well, year-end lists where people give their top 10, top 25, top 100, fill in the blank, whether it's TV shows, movies, gadgets. Well, I've got the top 10 best TV shows. And remember, this is the end of not just a year, but a decade. We're ending the 2010s this year. So the 10 best TV shows of the decade. I've got that list coming up in just a few minutes. But right now, it's time to check out Auburn sports today. What a time to be an Auburn fan. Got the big Iron Bowl win over Alabama on Saturday. The basketball team just keeps moving up in the polls, and seems like every athletics team at Auburn's doing well these days. Auburn sports today brought to you by Azalea City Hand and Rehab and the Carrot Patch Jewelers.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
A pair of Auburn sophomores honored by the SEC as Football Players of the Week following the 48-45 victory over Alabama.
Snap down, the kick is on the way. It goes right, but he gets it inside the right hash mark, and it is good. Looked like it was leaking a little bit, but Carlson is 4-for-4 tonight. And with 49 seconds remaining in the third quarter, Auburn regains the lead.
Anders Carlson, the special teams player of the week, the shortest of his 4 field goal makes was from 43 yards.
Incredible game to play in, first of all, and just the atmosphere it brings. But Just the way the day went was awesome, too. For me, it's the guys stepped in and done his job real well. So I want to commend, you know, Bill, who got hurt, but also the guys in right now, my snapper and holder, who are doing it now. I did have a little bit low there, but, you know, I kept my confidence high. I knew I was doing the right things in practice, so it's going to pay off.
Zakobi McClain is the league's defensive player of the week. His 100-yard interception return for a touchdown was sandwiched between a game-high 11 tackles.
We was in big, you know, we had three on two, and the bat had one out. Y'all gonna play the ball, if we the car gonna get it out of his hand, but the quarterback threw it at his bat. So I had, like, seen it, and I grabbed it. I looked at it, like, oh, I really got the ball. So like, I got to score. I got to do this for my team. Like, we got to win this. I just gave them all. I just kept going for a touchdown.
Auburn players earned league honors following 11 of 12 games this season. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find a local agent at alphainsurance.com. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
My name is Jennifer Adkins. I've worked in healthcare for 23 years, and I'm very selective with my own healthcare. I've chosen Sayo City Hand & Rehab for all my post-injury therapy because of their one-on-one, hands-on approach. Let Azalea City Hand & Rehab provide your physical and occupational therapy. You'll be glad you did.
Azalea City Hand & Rehab, helping heal Mobile with occupational and physical therapy since 1981. On Facebook, Twitter, or AzaleaCityRehab.com. This year, let the Carrot Patch Jewelers help you start the rest of your life together with the perfect diamond that will capture her love. At the Carrot Patch Jeweler, our expert staff will guide you through our stunning selection of engagement rings and wedding sets, sure to make her passion last a lifetime, a passion that intensifies with every stare. If you can't find the perfect ring, we'll custom design one exactly for you in their new location, 800 Hillcrest Road, at carrotpatchmobile.com. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and mild with highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Gun enthusiasts, are you looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. With a knowledgeable staff and great customer service, Mobile Shooting Center is the place to go for a wide selection of guns and ammo. Layaway and gift certificates are available for Christmas. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. The accident at University and Ziegler has been moved out of the roadway. Finding heavier traffic at Cottage Hill and Millwood. Also see Airport and University. And if you're traveling from Dolphin and Spring Hill at 65, some backups. But no problems downtown through the tunnels and across the Bayway. Daphne, Spanish Fort, you're clear. You can help the kids at the USA Women's and Children's Hospital have a better Christmas with Kane's Warrior Kids. Drop off a new unwrapped toy at Spring Hill Toyota. Aaron's Renton and Tillman's Corner. Serpents at Bienville. Hobbytown USA and CBD America. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 724 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. And really heating up out there. 34 degrees now outside of our studios. Tick, 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 tick. We had lows right around 32. 231 last night. We'll get the exact number from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams here in just about 10 minutes. But right now it's time to get the news headlines for this Tuesday morning. Here's Kelly.
Yeah, real quickly, because we're talking about today is Giving Tuesday, and we explained last hour what that means, and we'll get more in depth with that a little bit later in this hour. But I'm on Facebook right now, and as I open the page, it says, Kelly, let's give together this Giving Tuesday. We matched $7 million in donations today. There's still time for the community to come together and help more causes on this day of giving. And as I scroll through, Dalton, this is on my very, I mean, when you first open Facebook, it shows me my different Facebook friends that are giving and who they're giving to. So if you're not quite sure, if you say, okay, I'm in the giving mood and I want to give back to something local, but I'm not quite sure, and you have some very trusted friends, see what they're doing. And maybe that will help encourage you to give to local organizations. And if you're not sure, they list more fundraisers within our area.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I like this. And you can raise money for a nonprofit. It talks about causes to support, and they have pets involved as well, because we can't forget about our pets, our people, our organizations, our 501c3. So we just want to emphasize giving, and don't just stop today. Keep giving throughout the year. It feels really, really good. Okay, I totally didn't have that as part of my headlines, but I wanted to make sure we let you know that. Also, there's great news. A local missing persons report ends in a safe return as Mobile police confirmed that Albert Reynolds Moore IV has been located. MPD thanked the community for their assistance after the 26-year-old was located. He was described by his family as possibly suffering from depression, and he was believed to have traveled to the Biloxi, Gulfport, Mississippi area. He'd been missing since October the 15th when he left his home in Mobile. Police have not yet released further details, but the great news is he is safe. Here's a quote from Governor Kay Ivey, quote, I cannot emphasize enough the importance of what a full and accurate count in the 2020 census means for Alabama. So that quote was made as part of Monday's announcement of of $1 million geared toward the 2020 census. So the announcement explains how the award is designed to support efforts to promote, educate, and encourage participation among Alabama residents, and hopefully will get a greater response from the entire community. The Alabama Department of Economic and Community Affairs is administering these grants to 34 government agencies and organizations from funding which has been allocated by the legislature for the 2019-2020 Education Trust Fund budget. So when it comes to mid-March of 2020, Dalton, be sure to be on the lookout, because every Alabama household address will receive an invitation to respond to the census. If you have more questions, go to census.alabama.gov. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thanks, Kelly. 727 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley with you, and Sean Sullivan will be back later this week. All right, it's that time of the year where we will start to see a lot of top 10 lists, top 25 lists, and actually for the entire decade, now that we're going into a new decade come January the 1st. And Hollywood Reporter, they put out a list of the 10 best TV shows of the entire decade. All right, so I'll go through these top 10, starting with number 10. This show is on FX, Better Things. I'm not familiar with Better Things. You familiar?
I've heard of it. But
okay, it sounds familiar. Mm-hmm. But Atlanta is number 9. Now that's a show I have watched. Donald Glover, a pretty funny show there. That's also on FX. Number 8, The Leftovers on HBO, kind of an apocalyptic series. That's a really good series there. Mm-hmm. Number 7, Halt and Catch Fire on AMC. Number 6, a animated comedy, BoJack Horseman on Netflix. And actually, Netflix is only show that they have on this top 10 list. That's got Will Arnett in that one. On number 5, 30 for 30 series by ESPN. Those
yeah.
are great. Number 4, I'm surprised it's this low, Breaking Bad.
Really?
On AMC. I thought that would be number 1. Number 3, Mad Men on ABC. Number 2, Rectify from Sundance TV. Another one I'm not familiar with, but if it's number 2, I need to check it out. And number 1, I'm happy with this selection, Parks and Recreation on NBC.
Oh.
Very funny comedy.
I need to step up my TV game, clearly.
It gets number 1 for the top
Where's the
TV
news?
Shows. No news up there. But there is more news on the way. Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Happening today, crews will pull a capsized shrimp boat out of Mobile Bay. That boat overturned Friday near Fort Morgan. Three men were on board. One of those men, Anthony Conway, is still missing this morning. Two men died after a medevac plane they were in crashed in Alaska. Maddox Burtz was originally from Fairhope. He and fellow crew member Robert Carter died when the plane crashed just south of Anchorage. Their bodies were recovered on Sunday. Governor Kay Ivey is urging Alabama residents to participate in the 2020 census. Ivey announced $1 million will be given to 34 groups to increase the self-response rate. Governor Ivey emphasized the importance of the census, saying in part the numbers have a direct impact on billions of dollars in funding for schools, community programs, and health care. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Just in time for Christmas at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Save big with Liberty Holiday Rebates. Receive instant and mail-in rebates up to $300 on Lincoln models and 18 months 0% interest financing with approved credit on safes over $2,000. Clearance prices continue on Browning models with up to $1,000 off on stock models delivered before Christmas Day. Get professional delivery and service after the sale at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Why go anywhere else? Located at Exit 5B, Moffitt at I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
From NATO talks in London, President Trump responded to French President Macron's recent comments that the alliance is experiencing brain death.
And I heard that President Macron said NATO is brain dead. I think that's very insulting to a lot of different forces, including a man that does a very good job in running NATO. And you just can't go around making statements like that about NATO. It's very disrespectful.
The House is poised to release a landmark impeachment report outlining evidence of what it calls President Trump's wrongdoing toward Ukraine, findings that could push Congress toward an impeachment debate. Dr. Sanjay Gupta with an update on the health of former President Jimmy Carter.
He got out of the hospital this past Wednesday just in time for Thanksgiving, which I'm sure was the goal. But then we heard that he was admitted back to the hospital closer to his home this time in near Plains, Georgia, for a urinary tract infection.
The 95-year-old former president said to be feeling better. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Facebook has started testing a tool that lets you move your images more easily to other online services as it faces pressure from regulators to loosen its grip on data. The social network says the new tool will allow people to transfer their photos and videos to other platforms, starting with Google Photos. China's foreign ministry is urging Canada to free an executive of telecom equipment giant Huawei, held for more than a year as she awaits an extradition trial. Canada arrested Huawei CFO a year ago at the request of the U.S. It's seeking her extradition on fraud charges. Lil Bub, a droopy-tongued, big-eyed cat whose expression captivated the internet, has died at age 8 of bone infection. Bub endorsed Scoop Away Kitty Litter and Pet CBD Oil, had her own line of merchandise, and raised money for animal charities. Crude oil down 14 cents at $55.82 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are moderately lower. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
734 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings with Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley. And a chilly start this morning, 34 degrees outside of our studios. And joined by staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Dalton.
So a cold start this morning. It was cold overnight. Yeah. How cold did it get last night?
At least a 32. We might possibly have made it to 31 degrees. You won't know that till we get the official report from the airport. But we did have a light freeze, and some areas, though, could very well have got down into the upper 20s this morning. Looks like it'll be another cool day today, although a little bit warmer than yesterday. Yesterday got up to 54. Should make it up around 58 this afternoon, and that's below normal, because the normal high this time of the year is about 66 degrees. So cool day, plenty of sunshine, and then another chilly night ahead, but not as cold as what we experienced this morning. I expect about 38 degrees for tomorrow morning. Warming trend will begin for Wednesday. Should be sunny, about 65. And then mostly sunny and up to 68 degrees on Thursday. Now, after that, we have some rain in the forecast. Low-pressure system moving out of Texas will give us some showers for Thursday night. And then Friday, count on a cloudy day with showers and a high of around 70 degrees. Looks like that rain will move out late in the day and clearing off in the evening on Friday. And then Saturday looks good, partly cloudy, a little bit cooler, about 65 degrees. As for Sunday, it'll also be partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower, and we'll get to warm back up to about 72 degrees. So the best day of the weekend right now looks like Saturday.
Great. Another nice weekend. Now, that rain that's moving into the area Thursday night, Friday, should we expect any severe weather from that?
No, it looks like just shower activity. Don't expect any kind of severe weather associated with it. That low will eventually track out into the Gulf of Mexico and continue over toward the Florida Peninsula, and we'll get out of our area, which will give us a fairly decent weekend.
Now, the weather across the nation, not near as nice as it is down here. I know lots of flights delayed and canceled as people try to get back home. A bomb cyclone hitting the Northeast. Tell everybody again what a bomb cyclone is. They're getting a ton of snow, right?
Yeah, it's a rapidly developing low-pressure area. In fact, the pressure falls very, very rapidly, almost like an exploding system. And so that's where that name bomb cyclone come in, this very rapid development intensification. And this storm right now is just off of New England coast. It's moving away from the U.S. mainland, but the backlash now is still producing heavy snow throughout New England and on up to Maine and into Canada. And by late this afternoon, most of that snow will be on up into Maine, and it should finally move offshore. But it's had a rough couple of, at least a week anyway, of two major storms that have moved across the north and into the northeast.
All right. Well, we appreciate the great information, Dr. Bill, and we'll talk with you soon.
Okay, Dalton.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, and I just ranked the top one meteorologist of the decade, and Dr. Bill comes in at number one.
Totally. He's like a three-peat champion.
Yeah.
Times 30.
Times 30. That's right. He's been doing it a while, and he knows this area better than just about anyone else. 738 coming back. More news, sports, weather, and traffic on the way. This is FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Joel Salatin of the innovative Polyface Farms in Swope, Virginia. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
Whether you are looking for additional investment properties, new tenants, or a home to rent, the Roberts Brothers Property Management Team can help. Our team has over 7 decades of real estate experience in both Mobile and Baldwin counties. We are ready to help you in any way we can. Visit rentwithrobertsbrothers.com for more information.
Joel Salatin always wanted to be a farmer, but he didn't count on becoming an author of 3 books, the subject of a documentary, and a speaker who travels the globe. Joel has taken farming back to its roots through what many consider radical farming methods, but what he sees as common sense ways of treating his livestock and the land that feeds them. He discusses his sources of innovation, the health of his customers, and the popularity of a back-to-basics movement that is slowly growing around the world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
Good morning, everyone. For the CBDAmerica1.com traffic center, we're working at Axtell down Dauphin Street ramp to northbound 65. No injuries involved, but it is tying up traffic off to the right median. State troopers on the scene of an accident in Baldwin County at 181 and 104. Heading that way across the Bayway and the Causeway. We've had no delays at northbound 65. It's clear. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Highlander with 0% financing for up to 60 months plus $500 holiday cash back or $5,500 in savings. Model 6955. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:41 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley with you on this Tuesday. Sean Sullivan will be back later this week and hitting the road tomorrow. Midday Mobile live at noon from the fantail of the USS Alabama with Scuttlebutt Network coming on at 1 p.m. Then Thursday night, join us at Fairhope Brewing Company for the Bartenders of Christmas. It's the FM Talk 106.5 bartending night from 5 until 7. Our tips and donations go to Wilmer Hall Children's Home. And then Friday, Midday Mobile Live, noon to 2 at your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest Road. The store owner, Joe Brown, giving away a pretty cool prize package there valued at over $240. So multiple opportunities for you to join us on the road this week. Right now it's time to check the news headlines with Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Dalton. 7:42 on your Tuesday morning. We head across the bay for this news update as three women are now sitting in jail charged with drug trafficking and stolen identity charges in Baldwin County. The women are from Georgia. They were arrested Saturday night by Bay Minette police after being pulled over for a traffic violation. According to authorities, the driver gave police a phony Georgia ID. The officer reported smelling marijuana and then proceeded to search the vehicle, and all three women were in possession of fraudulent checks, credit cards, marijuana, and identifications. The women have been identified as Indashu Howard, Princess Johnson, and Brayon Reeves. At this hour, authorities are working to figure out who the seized items belong to. So if you live in Bay Minette and you've noticed some missing items, be sure to contact police there. Today is Giving Tuesday. Not sure if you knew it, but today was created back in 2012 as a simple idea. It's a day that encourages people to do good. Over the past 7 years, this idea has grown into a global movement that inspires hundreds of millions of people to give, collaborate, and celebrate generosity. So one of the best ways to get involved is in your own community. So GivingTuesday.org lists the ways that you can give back because they've created a directory to help you find organizations, events, and ways to give back in your own city. So today you can join the movement and give, whether it's some of your time, a donation, or the power of your voice in your local community. It's a simple idea. Whether you come together with your family, your community, your company, or your organization, find a way and give back and then share that idea. And to help you get started, they encourage you to go to givingtuesday.org and get some ideas, and hopefully the idea that you get into today will be something you do on a daily, maybe weekly, or even monthly basis. So next time we check back in with you on Giving Tuesday 2020, we can hear all about it. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5 giving you the news for the day.
There it is. Thanks, Kelly. 744. And piggybacking off of that last news headline you had there, a new survey out dealing with Giving Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And what you mentioned earlier, the Facebook fundraising, easy way to get on. You log on to Facebook. It tells you it's Giving Tuesday. It gives you options to donate. Tells you where your friends are donating. Apparently, that really works. This survey found that requests from friends and family are the number one thing that get us to donate to a cause. 95% of people in the survey say they've donated time or money to a charity at some point in their lives. 88% of parents actively encourage their kids to be generous and donate. Being on the receiving end of a good deed makes you 20% more likely to do a good deed. Pay it forward there. 23% of us donate less than $100 to charity each year, 28% between $100 and $500, 10% between $500 and $1,000, and 13% give even more than $1,000. Also, 83% of people wish that they could give more than they currently do. And listen to this, in any given year, about 30% of annual giving happens in the month of December, and 70% of the survey responders say they feel guilty if they don't donate at least something during the holidays.
But again, your time, if you don't have much money, because it's tough. It's mm-hmm. tough. You have bills to pay, children to feed, you know, things to do, and you think, I just can't give money. Your time is so valuable. Even if it's just reading to your former elementary school, asking if you can read to some kids, because you're giving your time.
Just pick the right book. You don't want to.
Right. Well, you got to clear it.
Yeah, no 50 Shades of Grey for the elementary kids. You can't
Dalton,
go there.
I cannot believe you.
I'm coming
you
back.
You are in timeout, sir.
Okay. Oh, darn. Timeout again. Coming up, sports right here on FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings.
Welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Dave, are you here Christmas shopping? Don't you usually wait until it's a bit closer to Christmas?
Nope, I'm here for a turkey charm for my wife's bracelet and a few other things.
I'll see if one's available, or if not, I'll order you one in. But you've got to tell me the story.
Well, my brother and I did a fall turkey hunt, got a couple gobblers, cleaned our birds, came back to Mobile.
Sounds like a great time. So what happened?
Well, the whole family was around the table ready to dig into a beautiful turkey dinner. After the blessing, everybody started eating when all of a sudden Aunt Nancy screams. She broke a tooth and everybody started picking pellets out of their mouth. And then I yelled at Bob for not getting all the shot out of the bird. And he jumps up from the table. I follow outside. Next thing you know, we're wrestling in the front yard. Everybody's watching. That's when the dog made his move to feast on the Thanksgiving bird.
So who are you buying charms for?
Well, my mother-in-law, who broke her dentures, Uncle Pete and Aunt Nancy, who both cracked teeth. Both of our wives are angry that we took that fight to the front yard and then had to take the dog to the vet. So I need 4 turkey charms and 1 silver eagle for Uncle Pete.
Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, 2204 Government Street, Mobile. Like us on Facebook or visit mobilebaycoins.com.
Stock up the fridge and freezer this fall and holidays with Monroe Sausage and Monroe Bacon. For a versatile and hearty meal or snack, any time of the day or night, Monroe Sausage and Monroe Bacon, monroesausage.com. Yeah, it's that good.
Hey, Sean Sullivan for the maids. They're referred for a reason, and I'm going to refer you to them right now to get that free estimate by calling 344-6626. Now, these are the folks that clean our house and do such a fantastic job and have given us the gift of a clean house and the gift of time. Time. During the holidays, got 2 young children in the house, got the 2 dogs, got the mess going on. We're like, y'all, we get it. But with the maids, we get that time back to enjoy more time with family, more time with friends, being able to entertain. And that's a nice thing, too, knowing that family and friends are coming by the house at any time during the holiday season, having that home that's ready to show off. That's why you need to get the maids and their 4-person team that cleans our house. They're great. I love those ladies who clean our place. Get that same experience at your home and do it right now by getting that free estimate from the maids. 344-6626. 344-6626. What a great gift this holiday season. The gift of clean and, more importantly, the gift of time.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Since 1921, Baldwin Mutual Insurance Company has been the place to get insurance coverage for Alabama residents for protection of homes, farms, and commercial property. For complete property and liability coverage, see Baldwin Mutual Insurance Company, 315 East Laurel Avenue in Foley.
providing outstanding property and casualty coverage for the Gulf Coast since 1921 and a proud supporter of Auburn University. War Eagle.
749 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. On Monday Night Football in a heavyweight NFC battle, the Seattle Seahawks beat the Minnesota Vikings 37-30 to take over the top spot in the NFC West and the number two seed in the conference. Seahawks rushed for 218 total yards in the win. The loss drops Minnesota to 8-4 with a one-game lead on the LA Rams for the NFC's final wildcard spot. In college football news, Washington Huskies head coach Chris Peterson announced yesterday that he'll step down as the head coach following the team's bowl game and will assume a leadership advisory role for Husky athletics. Peterson released a statement yesterday saying, in part, "I'll be a Husky for life, but now's the right time for me to step away from my head coaching duties and recharge." Defensive coordinator Jimmy Lake will take over as the new head coach. The SEC Players of the Week for the final weekend of regular season games were announced yesterday, with two Auburn Tigers winning awards after their team's big win over Alabama on Saturday. Linebacker Zacoby McClain was named the SEC's Defensive Player of the Week. McClain led Auburn with a career-high 11 tackles, also returned an interception 100 yards for a touchdown. And Auburn kicker Anders Carlson picked up the Special Teams Player of the Week honor after he made four field goals of 43 yards or longer, including a 52-yarder as time expired in the first half. Carlson's four field goals of 40-plus yards is a first by an Auburn kicker in at least 25 seasons. In college basketball, the latest Associated Press Top 25 rankings were released Monday, with the Louisville Cardinals taking over the number one spot in the poll. The Cardinals became the fourth team in 5 weeks to claim that top spot. They're followed by Kansas at number two, Maryland at number three, Michigan at number four, and Virginia at number five. Kentucky's the top-ranked team from the SEC, coming in at number eight this week. Auburn moved up four spots to number 14 after winning the Legends Classic in-season tournament in Brooklyn last week. And Tennessee's ranked 21st, a four-spot drop after losing to Florida State on Friday. 751, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and mild with highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
When it comes to my business, access and control of information is critical.
I need a partner I can trust 24/7. CSpire Business was the easy choice.
Their IT experts have the experience and insight we need.
Connectivity, cloud, cybersecurity. CSpire worked with us to find the best technologies for our unique needs.
Having a top IT team isn't optional anymore.
CSpire has my back now and into the future.
Insight, experience, your IT partner. CSpire Business, customer inspired.
From the CBDAmerica1.com Traffic Center, finding delays at Moffitt University, Tanner Williams and Snow, Old Shell near McGregor, and also Dolphin at Spring Hill at 65, as we've got accidents now at McDonald Road just south of Theodore Dawes Road, and also Dolphin Street, the ramp to northbound 65. Returning to Hank Aaron Stadium, Christmas Nights of Lights, open nightly through January 1st, 5:30 to 10 p.m., and don't miss Santa's Village, open every weekend until Christmas at the Hank Aaron Stadium, brought to you by Coastal Traffic and the Mobile Sports and Entertainment Group. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 5 minutes until 8 here on FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings with Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley. Hope you're getting back into that work week swing after most people got half the week, a couple days off at the end of last week, and hopefully you got to see some family over the Thanksgiving holidays, eat some good food, and you're ready recharge to knock out this decade the right way. So, got a few more days of this work week and then at it again next week.
Lots to be thankful for.
Lots to be thankful for. And I'm thankful for Kelly Finley's headlines, which we'll head to right now.
I appreciate you, Dalton, because I'm keeping with our theme. Today is Giving Tuesday, if you didn't know. And remember the last new segment we talked about how you can give to local organizations of your choice because they need you, but you may be kind of crunched on cash this time of the year. And I said, your time is invaluable. Well, I looked it up. According to the independent sector, the new value of volunteer time per hour, $25.43.
Wow.
So if you're giving, I don't know, 3 hours of your time, that's more than $75.
It's a good way to do it.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So your time is so valuable. I'll tweet this out so you can look at that. That's a big deal.
Nothing out of your wallet either.
Nothing out of your wallet, but you will bring back a, I guess, a wallet full of memories. You know, I'm going to find the positive. Okay, and then there's one to this. Do not blame the messenger. That would be me, because the new numbers are in, and across the nation, obesity is still an issue, but there's a silver lining for the state of Alabama because we're doing much better than we were a few years ago. The most recent data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that more than 7 out of 10 U.S. adults ages 20 and older are either overweight or obese, which then led our friends at Wallet Hub to rank the fattest and fittest states. They used 29 different metrics, like the share of residents who are obese and overweight to those who have obesity-related health issues. Alabama, we're not first. We came in fifth. The state's ranked 17th, though, in the health consequences category, 6th for the prevalence of obesity. We are first, though, in states with the poorest food and fitness choices. We're 4th in the highest percentage of obese adults, 2nd for highest percentage of adults with type 2 diabetes, 2nd for percentage of adults with high blood pressure, 3rd for highest percentage of adults eating less than one serving of fruit and vegetables per day.
Hmm.
So, eat your veggies and know this. There are 4 states which were ranked heftier than us. Top state, Mississippi. 2nd, West Virginia. 3rd, Kentucky. 4th, Tennessee. And 5th, Alabama. And the top 5 fittest states are Utah, Colorado, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and California. There you have it. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Get to moving. We have gobbled up all of our Thanksgiving dinner, and we want to get a jump start on those New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'm surprised that Massachusetts is in the top 5 fittest states. Like
I'm
the other ones,
California is not first.
They're normally way up there. I know Colorado, they rank high every single year. Yeah. Utah, that makes sense. I mean, nobody in Utah drinks, so that helps them out a lot. But the bottom 5, that's been pretty standard for years now. Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, West Virginia. So hopefully we'll be making a change to that soon.
I believe in us. I think we can do it. And, I mean, you gave great advice last hour. Go outside and get to moving.
Yeah,
it's cold enough where you will walk very fast.
I don't want to hear the complaints that we don't have enough, what was it, fitness facilities or something like that.
Stop
I mean, we
it.
Live in Mobile.
You've got Lucy and Ricardo, known as Lefty and Righty, those feet.
Yeah. Just get out there.
Be
do a
creative.
Little bit of walking, a little bit of running.
Your family, though, depends on it because your health depends on it.
Well said. Coming back, we'll talk with Quinn Hillier, quinnhillier.com. Get into the Senate race and Secretary of State John Merrill dropping out. How does that leave the rest of the contenders? We'll talk about that and more on Mobile Mornings when we get back right here on FM Talk 106.5.